bulletin from another theater, and nearly 1,000 employees were idle in the Timken Roller Bearing Company in Canton, Ohio. The brighter side of that picture came with the return to work of 1,000 employees at the Hussey Steel Company in Pittsburgh. Other labor settlements were reached at Lockport, New York, and at Danville, Virginia. And here in New York, members of the National Maritime Union voted to cut short their vacations to man our impatient ships. The union requests all merchant seamen anywhere in the country to report for duty at once. I'll repeat that. The union, the National Maritime Union, requests all merchant seamen anywhere in the country to report for duty at once. You are needed. Bulletin from another theater, this time Italy. The entire government of Marshal Pietro Badoglio resigned today, and Prince Umberto, the new ruler of Italy, immediately requested the aged marshal to form a new cabinet. This cabinet is expected to include political leaders now residing in Rome and liberated by the advancing Allied armies. Until the new ministry is formed, however, the present government will remain in office to deal with current problems. This is Don Goddard speaking from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, throughout today and tonight, the National Broadcasting Company has cleared its schedule of all regular programs in order to bring you up-to-the-minute news of the invasion. And now NBC will continue its complete invasion coverage. And while we await further news, here is a short musical interlude.
Ha ha ha!
NBC has brought you a brief musical interlude.
At this time, it is our great privilege to present to NBC listeners the Right Reverend William T. Manning, Bishop of New York of the Episcopal Church, who has just come from the cathedral where he is holding services of prayer all day. Bishop Manning will now offer a special prayer in which he hopes all listeners will join.
O God, our Father, the God of justice, truth, and righteousness, we ask thy help and support in this great day of crisis. Uphold, strengthen, and protect those who are serving in the armed forces of our country and of the United Nations, on land, on the sea, and in the air. Be with them now in this great crusade for the overthrow of evil and for the liberation of the enslaved. Give them speedy victory for the sake of all mankind, and bring them safe home to us, if it be thy will. Receive into thy gracious care and keeping those who lay down their lives for us and for their fellow men. And to us at home, give faithfulness to do our part without faltering, and strength to bear whatever loss and sorrow may come to us. We ask this in the name of Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the Right Reverend William T. Manning, Bishop of the New York Episcopal Church, who offered a special prayer on this day of national destiny.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast. Just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. We hope to take you to London to bring you an eyewitness account of a reporter who's just returned from the beachhead. We're awaiting his entry into a studio. In just a moment, we'll take you to the BBC in London. Just one moment. Stand by, please. In 3 minutes' time, we will give a special program of 2 war reports from war correspondents. The first will be from John McAdam, and the second from Howard Marshall.